Let's go talk, though, to John. Hi, John. Pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder here on WGRR. Good morning, John. Earth to John. Come in. Earth to John.
Tim?
Yes, John, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, buddy, how can I help you?
I have a plumbing question for you.
Go right ahead.
Probably like most houses, I have a drain stack that runs from the basement floor all the way up to the attic and is vented out the roof.
Okay.
And there's a chamber on the first floor and the second floor that this thing runs through. About two or three times a year, I can smell sewer gases coming from this chamber. It's the closer you get to it, the more you can smell it. But again, it's only two or three times a year, and I just can't correlate this with anything. Any ideas?
Well, there's only two possibilities. Well, maybe three in my opinion. I'm a licensed master plumber, among other things, so I've got a little bit of a insight into this one. Number one, because you're saying you only smell it a couple of times a year, the first thing that comes to my mind is that there may be some type of downdraft that's happening that's actually bringing the sewer gas back into the house after it leaves the vent pipe on the roof. That would be very unusual, but it can happen. Okay? Because there are... Do you notice that when you say two or three times a year, is it in the winter time or does it happen any time of year? Can you think
It happens any time of year. The last time it happened was this past Monday when it was fairly warm out. But I haven't really noticed a correlation with the temperature outside or the wind or anything like that.
Another thing I was thinking of is a lot of times some of these houses are built too tightly. They don't have what we call makeup air coming into the house. And if you operate bath fans, kitchen fans, central vacuums, if any of your fuel-burning appliances turn on and burn, you know, like natural gas or oil, it consumes lots of air with it. And that air creates a negative pressure inside your house, and what can happen is it'll draw air from other places. And if you had, like, let's just say you were running your central vacuum cleaner, if you had one, and all of a sudden the house needed air, maybe it would pull it down alongside this vent pipe, and it would pull some of the sewer gas with it. You know, it'd be very unusual, but stranger things have happened. The number two thing is you can actually have a crack or a joint that's not fitting right in the vent system, okay? Because since you're not having any water leaks in the house that you're aware of, then it would be a leak in a vent pipe. And number three, it would be maybe some mysterious fixture or floor drain that is nearby that where the trap has gone dry, and you've got sewer gas actually coming up through a floor drain, maybe, that you don't know of. Those are the three things I think it could be from.
I have only one floor drain in the basement, and I thought about the trap situation, and I've dumped water in there. We had this smell all day on Monday. I had the windows open in the basement. I dumped water in that floor drain, and the smell was there for about 12 hours.
Well, that leads me to think that it could be a crack in a vent pipe. Now, there are plumbing companies, I'll bet you if you make a couple of calls, they can come out and do what's called a smoke test. And it's not too hard to set up. They actually put a plug down the sewer pipe where it leaves the house.
Uh-huh.
And they go up to the roof and they put a cap on the vent pipe up there, you know, to basically create a closed system. And then they hook up a machine that generates artificial smoke. It doesn't smell. It's just a visible gas. And they start pumping that into the plumbing system, you know. And the plumbing system is supposed to hold under a given amount of pressure, actually a pretty significant amount of pressure. And if there's a crack or a leak in one of the joints in the vent system, that smoke will start to come out. And, you know, you'll see it, you'll see it come into the house somewhere. So I think you're going to have the system smoke tested.
Okay.
All right.
Who would you recommend to do that?
Well, I would just open up your Yellow Pages and see, first of all, if you have in your area like here in Cincinnati, for example, we have a Licensed Master Plumbers Association. Okay?
Okay.
And the generally the plumbers that belong to those associations are ones that are really serious about the profession.
Okay.
Okay, so open up your Yellow Pages and look for plumbing supply houses up in your area, okay?
Okay.
I mean, like here in Cincinnati, for example, we have the biggest one is Keidel Supply. And if you were to call up Keidel Supply, quite a few of the people there know all about the Licensed Master Plumbers Association, all right?
Okay.
And then so you can call the supply houses and see if they know of one. Number two, I wouldn't hesitate to get on the Internet, go to Google, and just type it in. Just type in Master Plumbers Association hyphen Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
You know, and see what you come up with.
Okay.
And then call up, get a hold of that association, and just ask them. Say, hey, I'm trying to look for a list of plumbers in your association that can do smoke testing to test for vent leaks. And they'll go, oh, yeah, we got five guys who do that.
Okay.
And then get bids from all of them.
Okay.
All right, John, anything else?
That's it.
I'd love to hear back from you to see what they find out.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.